I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I've been led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and low. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast. And His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me from that heavenly shore. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, You know I have no friend like You. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, You know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. The song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing true. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This old world is filled with disappointment and trouble every day. Many times I get discouraged and I almost lose my way. Then I remember I'm just a pilgrim in this troubled world below. That's the reason I keep singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes on the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day yet coming, we're not home yet. There's a land filled with milk and honey, just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come and take me over the sea. And I'm asking, watching and waiting in this troubled world below. That's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming, we're not home yet. There's a land filled with milk and honey, just waiting for me. Someday Jesus will come, take me over that sea. I'm a-watching and waiting in this troubled world below. That's one thought that keeps me singing as I go. We're not home yet, children, so keep your eyes upon the Savior. Just a few more days to labor, and we'll sit down beside the river. How I long to be with Jesus, and our loved ones gone before. There's a better day a-coming, we're not home. home in heaven. Where will you live after death? Are you building a home in heaven to live when this life is over? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Long is the road that leads you to the beautiful home up there. His work on your own completed, death may be lingering near. I building a home in heaven to live in when this life is o'er? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Are you ready for His coming? Have you been through all alone? Have you finished your building in glory? Will you move to that heavenly home? Are you building a home in heaven? Doing living when this life is over? Will you move to that beautiful city and live with Christ evermore? Oh, Herr Jesus, du bist wel, dat man dich sterben will, dat man dich beständig loben will. Niemand ist so gut wie du, meine Seele hilft mir zu, meine Seele hilft mir freudig zu. Von der Erde reiß mich los, mach meinen Glauben groß, geh mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Deine Hand hat mich gemacht, wunderbar ans Licht gebracht, wunderbar ans helle Licht gebracht. Und dein Blut hat mich erlöst, dass ich ewig sei getrennt, dass ich nun auf ewig sei getrennt. Von der Erde reiß mich los, mach meinen Glauben groß, gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Hol drei Blicke, du mich an, sag mir, dass ich kommen kann, sag mir, dass ich zu dir kommen kann. Und dein Blut hat Sünden schuld, nicht gedenk nach deiner Huld, nicht gedenk nach deiner Gnaden Huld. Von der Erde reiß mich los, mein, meinen Glauben groß, geh mir einen treuen Sinn, nimm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When burdens come so hard to bear, that no earthly friend can share. Tears drive away the smiles and leaves my heart in pain. Then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love. Wipes the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clock, not made with hand. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. Oh, the talk to me is sweet, that my loved ones I shall meet at the ending of the journey here below. Seems I hear their voices blend in a world without an end. I don't worry when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clock, not made with rain. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me, soon its beauty I will see. And that city where we never shall grow old. I ain't no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds that made within. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of the store. He has loosed his faithful lighting of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Well, his world is not our home. We're just passing through. Mm-hmm. And I have to live accordingly. You want to talk about things that are current. Things that's happening right in front of our face. And see, there's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. The thing that had been, it is that which shall be. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. It is that which shall be. The other translation, what exists now is what will be. And what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new on earth. The thing that had been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. But what happened before our time is happening today. What happened back in the days of Jesus, you see that same scenario right here playing out before our very eyes. But we got to put it in today's language. That's what you and I are doing, because the truth is marching on. But see, a lot of things is hidden. And to a lot of people, Jesus is just some historical figure. The things that Jesus encountered, it's just what happened back then. But that happens over and over again, like throughout history. That same scenario that happened back in the days of Jesus with the scribes and the Pharisees, that same fight is still on. That same battle is still on today. Like we talk about things that are current. Like yesterday we talked about the sense of the fathers. Like we were saying, we're down there and we're watching these people. There's about 200-300 people there at that funeral procession. And it kept over and over, man, the sense of the fathers. A young girl just in a prime of life, just a family, probably to take care of. And here, she up and gets this disease. And we were saying yesterday, the sense of the fathers, as I was sitting there, over and over, like a tape recorder, the sense of the fathers, the sense of the fathers. And then we found out in Scripture, we went back into Scripture, where God said, I will, if you walk in my ways, I will put none of these diseases on you. And then we went through a little bit of a history of our ancestry, and see that it's all because of the sense of the fathers, that these things come upon a person. And then we give people hope. In order for you to cut that curse off that's on what the sense of the fathers did, that's really nothing you can do about what they did. But what you can do about it is, it says in the Ten Commandments, I will show mercy to thousands upon thousands that love me and love my commandments. So in order to short-circuit that curse that comes on people because of the sense of the fathers, then all you got to do is put your sights towards the heavenlies and find out where the truth is for today and absorb yourself into it, and then that curse, the curse of the Father, will not come on you. Like you and I, we were very fortunate. We had godly parents in our life, and we had godly grandparents. They loved the Lord. They were caught up in that cult system, but they still did what the law and order, they still did what was right. And we got a generation of good people. My grandfather was good, and his father had a good record. We had people that had a good record, and we're blessed because of that. Because of they did the best that they knew how for their era. For their generation, that all God required of them. And now he's requiring of us what this generation requires of us. We got to do exactly what the Lord told us to do. He told us to expose young fools for works of darkness. That's why we're bringing everything in today's focus. And today, focus, we want to talk about things that are current. Like this weekend, we bring it into the scribes and the Pharisees of our day. Because back in Jesus' day, they were the scribes and the Pharisees, the religious leaders, and they were always harassing Jesus, and they're the same thing today. We got the scribes and the Pharisees here amongst us this very day, and they're always harassing us, and they're putting us on the outs, and they're terrorizing us if they could. But the law of the land, like they would take us down to the stake and burn us at the stake if the law of the land would allow it. But they do everything that they can do. They put us in the outs and they shun us simply because we're telling them the truth. It's the same thing what they did to Jesus. Eventually, all Jesus did was tell them the truth, and eventually they crucified him. But see, what we're doing, we're bringing everything trying to bring everything in today's language, like there's nothing new under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to just make sure we get this thing clear. And we'll find it over in, can find it in Matthew 23. Well, what I'm saying here, they just made a preacher over on that colony that come out, you know, where I come from, at that Rolling Acres where my family is there, and then at the Riverside, where they made two preachers, one on each colony, and I wanna let you know what God thinks of that making preacher thing, what they're doing. See, after the day of Pentecost, they didn't put lots anymore. They didn't. The Holy Spirit was telling them who to count out, who to choose. It was no more pulling a lot like they did before the Holy Ghost fell. Once the Holy Ghost fell, the Holy Ghost was controlling the ship, because Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, once the Holy Ghost came, then the Holy Ghost told them who to make preacher, who to make even the financial thing. When the Holy Spirit called out, told them to make look for 7 men that will run the financial part of things.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Ghost, and see, the Holy Ghost ran the show, not some people, not pulling a lot or nothing like that. And they're pulling a lot. That's becoming very corrupt, because it's all a corrupt system. There's no truth in that Hutterite system. And we're just doing what we're doing. We're just exposing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just bringing it back, like zooming it from way back there, which is a historical figure. Everything, and to a lot of people, Jesus is a historic figure, and to a lot of people, the scribes and the Pharisees are historic.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're bringing them in here because there's nothing new under the sun. The devil isn't dead yet. He's going to be dead here in the tree, under 3 years, and then he'll be no more. He'll be down in hell. He'll be out of the way. But in the meantime, we got to put up with him, and he's the prince of this world. He's just running the show, and that Hutterite thing, the Satan is the head of it. He runs that Hutterite thing, and he runs it by his methods. But all we're doing now today, because we talk about things that are current, we're talking about making a preacher in that Hutterite colony. And we'll bring it out via the scriptures to tell you exactly what God thinks of that making a preacher thing. And it kind of affects me, because that's where I grew up, and the thing of it is, my son Stephen was involved in it. I'm actually surprised they put him in the hat, because our family is not very popular in that holy circle thing. So it's a miracle he even was allowed to go in that. He had to be ordained as a preacher there when they made a preacher this weekend. But thank God he dodged there. He dodged their bullet, and he didn't become preacher. So, we want to talk about that, something that's current. We want to let you know what Jesus thinks about that whole thing about making a preacher. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 23:15. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees! We're bringing it in today's language. That's what happened back then. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, ye hypocrites! Ye compass sea and land to make a proselyte, and when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than you yourself are. I'll read in another translation. Woe to you, experts in the law, Pharisees, hypocrites, Leonards, Eli's from Delta, Leonard from Delta, Eli's from Hidden Valley, Joe from Cyprus. These are the experts in the law. These are the scribes and the Pharisees, and today's hour in our midst. What do you experts in the law?
It's experts in the Hutterite regime.
Yeah, right. Bringing in today's language. And Pharisees, hypocrites, you cross land and sea. You go up to Rolling Acres, crossing land and sea, to make a convert, to make another preacher. We're putting it in today's language. And then from there you go over to Riverside to make another thing. We're just taking it very simple, putting it in today's language, that same spirit that was back then on these scribes and these Pharisees, that same spirit is working overtime here in these closing days of time. Woe unto you, experts in the law, you Pharisees, hypocrites. You cross land and sea to make one convert, and not put it into name to make another preacher. Just that simple. And when you get one, you make him twice as much a child of hell as you yourself are. And it goes on, so you can go read it. Woe you blind guide who say whoever swears by the temple is bound by nothing. And here's something that I read yesterday that really stuck out to me. But woe to you experts in the law. Woe unto you Hutterite preachers. They're experts in the tradition. They know all the traditions of what to wear, how long is this hymn, is it, and everything about tradition, everything on natural thing. But woe to you experts in the law, and you Pharisees, you hypocrites. Back then they called them Pharisees, but today they call them preachers. You keep locking people out of the kingdom of heaven. See, what we're talking about is the kingdom of heaven in our era, in our time. But see, they're given orders, don't list the same in Lorraine. You keep locking people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you neither enter in, nor permit those trying to enter in to go in. See what they did back 20, 30 years ago when I presented them with the truth for the day, the message of Laodicea. They just told me to get till sundown to get out. But see, the truth is marching on, regardless what they say and what they do. The truth is marching on. You cannot keep it up. But here in these closing days, all we're doing, we're exposing it. They're the same group back they were back in the days of Jesus. They're doing exactly what it says here. You hypocrites, for you neither enter in, nor permit those trying to enter in, and they won't allow it to happen. They won't allow this truth to go into their system, because mm-hmm. I told them back then, take your sermon, take them out in the yard and burn them up, because they're written by a bunch of antichrists. Back in the days of Martin Luther, Satan sent in his antichrist, his Jakob Hurtas and Andrea and the Prize. That's their foundation of the Hutterite Church, is Andrea and the Prize, Jakob Hurtas and all these thugs that Satan sent in to try to paralyze what Martin Luther said, just to live by faith. That's what the devil does. When God does something, he sits around and he figures out a way how he can manipulate the thing, and then he sends in his antichrist. And that's exactly what that whole Hutterite system is built on. Anti-Christian principles. Right here, you see it. All he does, he just reaches back what he did back in the days of Jesus, and if he wants to make a preacher, he does accept exactly what they did back there. They go from one place to another to make a convert, to make another preacher. And then when they make him a preacher, then he become just another twofold child of hell. Mm-hmm. Just another dictator. That's the only way that system can function. It can only function through a dictatorial, diabolical system that Satan is the head of in. And they made their choices, and I made my choice. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord, just too numerous to mention. Lord, we just ask for grace to be able to bring out this thing and drag it and zoom in and today's thing, that what happened here today is happening way back then throughout the ages. Over and over again, the things of the devil is just a repeat, Lord, and we just pray you'll open the hearts of the people that they'll be able to see how diabolic that system is that you brought us out of. It's just another form of godliness. It's just first-class socialism, Lord. And you've called on us to expose the unfruitful works of darkness, Lord. We just ask for grace and for the right wording to say it then, Lord. We just pray that you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The way we come across, you might think we're hating these people. We don't hate nobody, because we're just exposing it out of the devil. What we're doing, we hate the devil. We hate his work. But we're exposing how the devil works underneath. You know, he works through religion, and he's very successful at it, because he's blinded the minds of the people. Exactly what it says in the Revelation, what's going to happen at the end time, because John was transported into our hour, exactly where you and I are sitting at today, and it says the kingdoms of this world, the kingdoms of the inhabitants of this world have been made drunk with the wine of that religious fornication, and they cannot hear us because they're drunk. You can't get nowhere with people that are drunk. And we're just exposing it. That thing is not of God. It looks good, like I said before. My son Stephen, he was in that cap, and I thank God that he dodged the bullet. He might not feel that way, because everybody in that Hutterite colony, and I was no exception. If you grew up in that Hutterite colony, everybody that has any ambition, that has any up and giddy up and go, he wants to someday be a preacher. It's just that simple. And I'm sure my son Stephen, he wanted a job too. It's just part of the nature. When I was in there, I had ambition to someday be a preacher, but I stepped back and I looked at that thing. I began to see what happens when these people become preachers. These people, like that preacher up in Riverside. We grew up together. We played hockey together. We did good. But then one day he got preacher, and he completely different side to him. And something, and I stepped back and I took a look at that. The different people that I grew up with, all of a sudden they become preacher, and then something happens to them. And what I did exactly what Noah did. He stepped back and he looked at things. I began to see something develop. And then I looked at it, and I began to see what becomes of these preachers. Something that I won't know. They wouldn't have, something that I did not want to have no part of it. And then want to become preacher, they want to become a bishop, like that Jake Kleinsauer. And I stepped back and I looked at it. What becomes of all that? And I didn't want no part of it. I took it to Calvary. I took it to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want no part of it. It's a materialistic system. And the Lord, rich in mercy, let me see true that thing, what that thing truly is. And then he gave you and I the mandate to do exactly what he said over in Jeremiah. I, son of man, told Jeremiah, I have sent you to destroy, to tear down, to root out, and then to build and to plant. That's what we're doing. We're exposing the unfruitful works of dark. We're exposing that Leonard. We're exposing that Joe from Cyprus. We're exposing that Carl from Westview. We're exposing that Eli from Hidden Valley. We're exposing these religious leaders that they're exactly the same, the runoff from what happened back in the days of the scribes and the Pharisees. Mm-hmm. But they don't call them scribes and Pharisees. Today they call them preachers. They call them, they don't call them a pope. They don't call that Leonard Pope. They call him an eldest. But he's really the pope, just like he operates exactly the way these popes did in the back of the Dark Ages. Mm-hmm. The same spirit, the same. We're just bringing it into today's language. We're trying our level best to explain it the way it really is. And like I say, I'm glad my son dodged that bullet. Like I say, he might not think so, because if he has any ambition, he's got a lot of ambition. He's got a lot of giddy up and go. And if you got that, you someday want to be preacher, because that's the highest ambition that you can have, and to be a preacher. And he was no exception. And I'm just grateful that the Lord saved him from becoming just another two-fold shy of the hell. Because you gotta, once you're in that preacher system, you gotta hold on to their fort, to their system. It's just that simple. Oh, I don't know how you see it.
Oh, yeah. See, when you will read in Matthew 20, it says, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them. See, they're lording over the people. They're not leading people. If they would care for people, they would tell them the truth. But they don't. They lord over them. And those in high positions use their authority over them. And that's what they're doing. They're lording over the people, just like those kingdoms of old. They lord it over the people. And then when they pass away, they pass it down to their sons, and then their sons. That's like an earthly kingdom, like the kingdoms like that Jesus was speaking of, like in the grace age. Like it had nothing to do with family members. It mm-hmm. had to do with the born again, mm-hmm. the new birth. And that the Holy Ghost led and guided these individuals and these Christians, the believers, right? So it is totally contrary to actually what the gospel stands for. And they are actually just like those Gentiles lording over people and having authority over people. And they just pass it down to their sons and to their relatives and into their circle. And the rest of the people just have to look on, and they're treated at a lesser capacity.
As a slave.
Yes, it's right. It's just that's the simple truth of the matter, you know. It's just that's the only way that system can function, because it's not built on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the apostles and the prophets, and on that foundation. It's not built on that. It's built on a carnal, earthly kingdom, and that's what they're portraying, and that's how they live it out. They don't want no outsider in their circle, because that can disrupt their boat. You know, they just want somebody within their circle so they can continue lording over the people. And that's exactly how it works in those systems. It's just that simple. The Holy Ghost does not, if it would be a foundation of Christianity, then they would let the Holy Ghost choose an individual who is the most moral upright, is a Christian, and is one that is the Holy Spirit rests on, and that person will teach the rest of the people how to live a life that is pleasing to God and lead them on into truth. You know, that's what a real the foundation of Christianity would do, but it's totally the opposite of that.
If the Holy Spirit was allowed to run, make that preacher over there, my son Stephen, he's the best there is there, if you ask, to be honest with yourself. He's got morals, he's got principle. He would have been the man that the Lord would set up to be a preacher, but the Lord's not involved in that. Mm-hmm. Whole smear. And then I don't even know how that guy came to be. Sometimes they cheat a bit. They just ask the other preacher, who do you want for a preacher? Or they then see that holy circle. They just want their holy mm-hmm. circle to be the next preacher.
That's
so
right.
So what they do, let's say his name is Eli, so what they do, they make sure in every ticket there's Eli. It's been known, like back in the days of Jay Kleinser, that guy from Rockley, that old, not that one that preacher there, not, that old preacher way back, Jay Kleinser, when they were still one unit, Jay Kleinser asked him, so who do you want for preacher? And he didn't know what the guy was talking about. Well, I would prefer Tim as a preacher. He's get along pretty good. So okay. Then Jay Kleinsaw said, okay, we'll make sure he gets it. So all he did, he put Tim mm-hmm. on all three tickets. So of course, when you put them and you pull them out of the hat, there's Tim. You know, you got all three of Tim. Of course, the Tim will come out, and then when the guy got older and he was dying, He had to butter his conscience. Mm-hmm. That's how that temp came to be preacher. Had nothing to do with going there and voting and trusting the Lord. They put up this prayer thing, and they trust the Lord is going to let them to know just what they did, exactly what they did back in and when they made to take Judas Iscariot's place. They put lots. They came over with two people, so they put them in the cap. And then they pulled out Matthias, I think,
right.
Somebody did, and that's what they continued on with. Uh-huh. But they don't continue on with when the Holy Ghost came. Then the Holy Ghost took over, because God cannot trust these people, because it's all politics, because mm-hmm. it's all a gamble, you know.
See,
then the Holy Ghost took over, who to call and who to not call. But seeing then the devil came in with his antichrist, and he began to reach back for that old diabolical system of pulling lots. All these cults, that's how they do it. I was talking to these older men. They do the same thing. They put three people in the cap, and then one of them gets a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they make their preaching. But it's diabolic. That's the only way Satan can operate. Satan cannot operate with the Holy Ghost, because he can't He can't continue with his program. Hutter, I think, is one big fat lie that's built on satanic principles. It's just that simple. And we're just zooming in there. We're doing exactly what they did. They're doing exactly what they did back then. They make sure the truth doesn't come in there. And they give orders. Make sure you're not allowed to talk to Sam and Lorraine. You're not allowed to listen to them. But see, we have the truth. The truth of the matter is we're just... What we're doing here, we're doing exactly what Jesus said. Jesus came to destroy the works of the scribes and the Pharisees, to destroy the works of Satan. And all he did, he was beginning to expose the scribes and the Pharisees throughout his 3.5 years when he was here. The first thing he said to them is that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, there's absolutely no way that you can enter in. And the people were so confounded. Oh, then who can be saved then? And well... I'll show you who's going to be in there. And the Lord began to expose scribe to the Pharisees. And that's all we're doing. All we're doing, we're exposing what happened this last Sunday here over at Rolling Hill and Riverside. They went from land to sea. Well, there's no sea, but if there would have been an ocean in there, then they took a boat and went across the Rolling Acres, and then they went in the boat and went across the Riverside. But they didn't. There's only land, so you went across the land to go from Rolling to Riverside to make another proselyte. They called it proselyte back then, but today they call them preachers. And then once that young guy becomes a preacher, then the other hand eventually gets to his head and he gets power hungry, and he becomes just another dictator, just another two-fold child of hell.
No exactly humility. Right. No humility at all, you know. There's no humility because it gets to their head and it's power hungry, really. And a lot of these people don't even have life experience, you know. They're so young. How can they teach people? You know, it's just contrary to everything that the Bible stands for. Mm-hmm. Number one, when Paul was converted, then Jesus, first he had a conversion, and then he started preaching to the Gentiles. You know, first of all, a person has to be converted. These people aren't even converted.
Yeah, that letter from Delta, he's not born again. Mm-hmm. That Joe from Cyprus, that's my sister's husband, he's not born again. They're just people. They're just Hutterite. Uh-huh. That's it. Then you don't have to be born again. You don't have to repent. You just go through this rigmarole of a so-called water baptism, and then all of a sudden you're qualified to be a, they call a brother now. You're a brother now, but all you're just another person. Once you get through that baptism rigmarole, then you got a license to become someday a preacher. So if you try to live upright and stuff like that. But you don't even have to be born again. Mm-hmm. You're just born into that system, and the beat goes on. That's all it is. It's a beat that goes on for 500 years. That thing has been going ever since Jacob Butter instituted that Hutterite kind of that community style living. And they don't step back like you and I. We found grace in the eyes of God that we stepped back and we looked at it. Right. I went back into history the other some time back, and I looked at what happened. Just it was 1530, 10 years after Martin Luther came on the scene, I began to see how Satan operates, and that's exactly what he did back then. Martin Luther came out with a formula, the just shall live by faith, and he got it from that angel, and that angel got it from the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ got it from God. It is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, to give to the angel, to give to Martin Luther back in the day of 1520, and see, then that thing, Martin Luther put that whole Roman Catholic out of business. It just practically overnight, all of a sudden the people over in Europe were free. They were dragged out of the Roman Catholic clutches. And that Hutterite thing is just another Roman Catholic diabolical hierarchy. It's the same thing there. And all God did, he took Martin Luther to expose that thing and then say that he don't take nothing sitting down. He sits back and he thinks about it, manipulates things. How is he gonna make Martin Luther's program immaterial? How is he gonna kill it? So he brings in these holy rollers. He brings in Jakob Luther, 10 times better than Martin Luther ever taught to me. Yeah. He had the words and the wording, because now it's driven with an antichrist spirit. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Right. And he comes along with a very pious, very good. Mm-hmm. We've been seeing it over and over again. And it looks good. It looks 10 times better than Martin Luther to just to live by faith. But see, God was not that Jakobuja stuff. And it's the same thing today. We're just telling people the truth, and when we tell people the truth, we're exposing that Leonard, he's just even born again. He's just an ordinary, power-hungry man that wants to control, he's just like the popes did back in the Dark Ages. And then he's got people on his side, that holy circle, they're all one unit, they all want their children. You go look at them, you go look how they operate. Like that Leonard, he's got his son as a preacher, and his other son is a boss. That's exactly how Paul from down there from that other colony, down from Rosebank, did the same thing. He had his two sons. He had one making a preacher and the other one making a boss. And the same thing that I from Bloomingard, he operated the same thing. He had his son there as preacher, and that's how they operate. That's just the way the system is built. That's that holy right. circle, that's all built. It's just a family affair. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. It's not got nothing to do with Christianity.
Nothing at all.
It's just a business. See, that's their kingdom. Mm-hmm. See, that Delta colony there, that's Leonard's kingdom. Mm-hmm. That's the only kingdom that he'll ever have. And then he wants his son to continue on when he's gone. But see, they don't think that someday they'll die. They think they'll live forever. And that kingdom, they want that kingdom to stay within the family structure. It's a kingdom of this world. It has got nothing to do with the kingdoms that are coming. See, you and I, we that's in our rearview mirror. We left all that because it's got nothing to do with the kingdom of this world. It's a kingdom of this world. It's not the kingdom that is to come. When you pray, our Father, which art in heaven, thy kingdom come. Mm-hmm. See, his kingdom has come. It's talking about the millennium. That's what you and I are working for. It's that kingdom throughout the millennium. That'll last for 1,000 years, and then we go into the eternal age. But see, they forfeit all that because their kingdom is of this world. Mm-hmm. See, you and I, our kingdom is not of this world. We're talking about a different kingdom, a kingdom that's eternal in heaven, and that's all we're working for. We have no mention here below. We have no kingdom of this world. Mm-hmm. We're working towards a kingdom for that 1,000-year reign of Christ. At the Hutterite, they don't even believe in the 1,000-year reign. Mm-hmm. They keep people in ignorance. And here, we're telling people the truth. That's why we call our website, Let the Truth Be Told. Just let it be told. It'll do its own thing. Just let the truth be told. And then it'll do itself. You don't have to do nothing. You don't have to manipulate nothing. It'll just happen. You tell people the truth, and that's what you and I are doing. We're telling people the truth. And the truth today, of this weekend, was they went over to make a proselyte, to make a preacher over in Roland. And from there, they went over to Riverside to make another preacher there, too. They went over land and sea to make one proselyte, and when you've made one, and then we got to have a twofold child of hell. Here, sometime back, they went up to Broad Valley to make a preacher, and then they go to this column, then they go to that column. They're going over land and sea to make a proselyte, to make a preacher, and then exactly what the Bible says, once they've made out of him a proselyte or a preacher, they make out of him, he evolves into another twofold child of hell, twice as bad as they themselves are. Because now he's young, he's a no-brainer, and he thinks that's the way it is. But see, we're just exposing it for what it really is, and we don't hate the people. We hate the devil. We hate how the devil has blinded the hearts and the minds of the people, that they can actually do it broad daylight. They can just continue on with their diabolical trickery, and they get away with it because people are ignorant. Mm-hmm. They have no. Nobody's ever taught them.
That's right.
It's that simple.
That's the truth. People are ignorant. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want people to know there's nothing new under the sun. Things that are happening today has happened in the past, and it's just the same old vicious cycle that Satan uses, because all of Satan's tricks are all old, Lord, just like the kingdom that he establish us here on earth. It's just an earthly kingdom, but we're seeking a city to come, Lord. Just like Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. And that's where our eyes are set on, that heavenly kingdom that is to come, Lord, that millennium reign with Jesus Christ, where there will be a righteous kingdom, Lord, and all these will righteousness will rule, just as the water covers the sea, Lord. And we long for that day to be here, Lord, because we see all the darkness and the corruption all around the world, Lord, and it really vexes our righteous spirit, Lord, our righteous soul, Lord, what we see going on all around the world, the animosity, everything that you see, the love of many has waxed cold. There's no brotherly love, no love left in this world, Lord. Just people are seeking their own selfish gains, Lord. But we just want to expose these things for what they really are. We thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, that you give us your word as a map, Lord, to guide us safely to that shore one day. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.